Hey, what's up, bitches? Happy hump day. It is fucking Wednesday. You are making it through the week. I want you to just pause right now and think of something that you are really super proud of that you have done this week just to level up your game. One little victory, and I promise everything counts. Every fucking thing counts. Today's topic, I'm veering off the road of relationships because of a conversation I had in my inbox. Sometimes that I feel like is going to take precedence over something I may have planned or something we've talked about. But bitch, I do five podcasts a week. Like, trust me, we will get to your topic, I promise. So I don't want anyone to feel disappointed if they brought up some things about their relationship and all the things. I know I'm stupid, gushy, cheesy. Just obsessed about where I am in my relationship, and it took us a long time to get here. It took us work, and the coolest thing is like we're just getting started. Like, it's always about growth and all the things. And I promise, bitch, life is going to happen no matter what you're doing, and it's just a matter of being able to process this with a partner, and through with yourself. Like, I want to talk about, like, do you feel like your life is a fucking train wreck? This is where I keep talking about complacency fucking killing you. If you just get stuck in this zone, and start focusing on everything that's going wrong, like you're never gonna get out of there. It's just like quicksand. It's gonna suck the life out of you. Things are gonna go wrong in life. It's just a part of it. Like, if you have breath, shit's gonna go wrong. But it's whether these situations have a large negative impact or are merely minor inconveniences depends on how proactive you are. You have to take a stand for your fucking life. Living life, reacting to problems in the heat of the moment, it's going to magnify every fucking challenge you have, and it adds undue stress to your life, unnecessary fucking worry and stress and all the things, because being reactive is always something you're going to regret. That's the truth. Being emotionally reactive, you're fucking yourself every single time. You've got to choose to be proactive, and you have to learn to exercise control. So it's just about putting together the puzzle pieces of mindfulness. But proactivity, like taking a stand for your life, this is how you get the train back on the rails. Okay, I know shit has felt derailed and you feel the fucking quicksand drowning you, but proactivity is a fucking huge way to diffuse potential challenges before they become a problem for you. So, like, for example, imagine you have a car with 250,000 miles. If it's not a Toyota, this shit's gonna break down. That's it. You're fucked. Okay. If you're proactive, you're either going to purchase a newer car before that happens, or you start saving money for the repairs or save money for a new car. If you are not being proactive, you're going to be begging for a fucking ride. That's it. You've got to be proactive with the things. You have to be, you know, let's have some common sense about the vehicle you are driving and what's going to happen next. And be proactive in your situations. Give yourself the opportunity to develop more elegant situations. Elegant sounds like a great word to this. Like, don't wait until the last minute because most of the possible solutions are going to evaporate. You don't have the time or resources to entertain all possible solutions in life. You're forced to patch together whatever works in the heat of the moment. Have a backup plan. You've got to think and plan when it's time to be proactive. And especially if you're looking ahead to consider your future. That's why we set these goals of, like, you know, this year, what's a goal? 5 years, what's the plan? What's the goal? And how do we get there? How do we get there? You have to fill in the blanks. You have to plan, knowing that the next decisions we make are going to affect what our goals are in 5 years. It's very fucking important that you are being proactive in this. You have to want and desire creating a better life for yourself. You're living reactive. That's a recipe for just fucking surviving. Bitch, if you are just surviving in your life, you're doing it wrong. You are meant to thrive. You're meant to feel alive. You're meant to feel love and peace and joy. Don't let fucking anything put that out in you. But if you're surviving, all of your time is going to be spent putting out fires instead of creating a better life. Being proactive, taking action, bitch, allows the space and luxury to create something beyond what you already have. If you are someone who is fucking taking action, you're going to feel empowered. You take responsibility for your life and you believe that your ability to choose your action matters. By waiting until there's an issue before taking action, you simply react instead of design. Okay. Living a life by default is a fucking train wreck, and you're going to be miserable every fucking time. When you're living a life by design, you're taking that responsibility for creativity. You're taking the responsibility for how you spend your time. You're taking fucking responsibility for what comes next. You're doing the damn things. You've got to take action and live your life deliberate and not reactive. Reactive, you're just at the mercy of whatever the fuck comes. And I promise, Murphy's Law, what will come twice as hard if you are not living your life proactive. But taking action in your life, believing in your ability, that grows. You feel more empowered when you take the action. You enjoy more choices if you're going to create your life by design. Maybe things are a little rocky at work. Your boss doesn't like you. The power is growing. His power is growing by day. If you start looking for a new job now, you'll have plenty of potential choices. Okay. If you wait till you're fired, you kind of take whatever you can get, and that doesn't mean you're going to be happy. If you're not happy where you are now, plan for something different. Plan for something different. You have unlimited options if you're proactive. If you wait, you're just going to be forced to act, and nothing good comes from that. That split decision of just like, I have to take what I can get, that never has a good outcome. If you're going to be someone that takes action in your life to design it, you're going to find greater peace of mind. You live your life with less anxiety. Bitch, if you have anxiety, it is because you are just rolling by the seat of your pants. You are fucking stagnant. You're just like, whatever comes, whatever's going to happen has happened. That's it. You're not taking action. You're not living proactive. You're going to be anxious because you always expect the worst to happen. You think you already know what's going to happen and you're prepared for it. That's it. You prepare for the worst. Instead of creating your life and deciding what comes next, because if you decide, you choose. And when you're choosing, you get to decide how you can look at any situation. I promise it's a lot easier to be unbothered when you're living your life with less anxiety, and when you're taking action, you're creating your life. Don't expect the worst to happen. Go out and make the best happen. And there's always a best in every situation. There is something good every situation. If you're going to take action in your life to become a creator, it makes the path moving forward clearer. When you choose to look ahead, you could develop a plan for the future. If you have a guide of like, what's going to get me here? Those roadblocks don't matter because you're so set on what is at the end of the tunnel that it's okay if you have a little detour. It's okay. You always get to the destination. And there's a lot of benefits to being proactive in your life, for fucking living your life by design. Proactive people have control over their lives. Challenges can be nullified before they become a full-blown issue. You can have a bad situation that doesn't turn into a bad day, bad weeks, bad months. It's just so much more enjoyable and effective way to live. Spend a few minutes each evening looking ahead, even for a day. Take some time with your spouse and write down, like, where do you guys want to be in a week, a month, a year, 5 years? If you guys sit down and agree on this thing, then you have a way to rein each other in when someone goes off the rails, right? When I want to do something reckless and careless, we could say, no, 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 because this is what we're doing. We're trying to start a mushroom business. So if you go out and you invest in this tequila business, we aren't going to have the funds to be able to start this mushroom business, right? So it's about reining in and getting set on the goals, writing down the vision. Where are we going to be? What are the steps we need to take? How much do we need here before we start advertising? Like, everything should be planned out so you have a goal that you're working for. What does it take to do the things? What does it take to expand a business? What does it take to, you know, raise your kids in a good home? Like, all this shit needs planned out. Stop living your life like a fucking train wreck. Stop being a fucking victim. Stop leaving your life to chance. I wrote a great book called Fuck Luck, Bitches. Because here's the thing, luck may come, but it may not. It may not fucking come. You have to create your own luck. That way you are guaranteed to have an outcome you desire. Always. That is the worst thing you could ever say to me is, Brandon, you're so lucky. Bitch, I'm not lucky. I fucking worked for this. I went through hell to become a good mom, and I still make mistakes. But I'm a great mom. I have great kids because I let them be kids. Okay. There's no such thing as bad fucking kids. There's just not. There's bad parents. I didn't get lucky there. I put in the work. No matter how much embarrassment, shame, frustration, guilt, anger there is, I put in the fucking work. Oh, Brandon, you and your husband are so lucky. Bitch, we're not lucky. We worked for this. We went through a lot of adversity to get here. Two opposite people. Almost like light and darkness collided. And then we realized that he wasn't the darkness, I was. And I wasn't the light, I was the darkness. Like literally, we collided and just became a whole mix of everything that we never knew we needed. That wasn't luck. We fucking worked for it. Me getting to stay home with my kids for 7 years, that was work and sacrifice. Me getting to work businesses from home, that's not fucking luck. Me getting to have residual income, again, not luck. Me doing the podcast, not fucking luck. Publishing my books, not fucking luck. I work my ass off for the things. Don't tell me that you think we're lucky because we have motorcycles in the garage, bitch. We work for that. The hardest working people are going to be the ones that are creating a life, not fucking living by default. If you feel like you're in a sinkhole and you don't know how to get the fuck out, start with the small steps of just becoming mindful. Take responsibility. Like, how the fuck did you get yourself here? And what can you do differently? Because whatever you did didn't work. So, how can you creatively, proactively take action in your life to make a difference, to make a change? It's on you, bitch. And I fucking love you. And I'm here to tell you it's possible. I am nobody fucking special. Nobody special. Just, I am just like you. I struggle with the same stuff, I have the same insecurities. I have the same self-doubt. I have the same life ass-kicking arena surrounding me because life doesn't fucking stop. I still have all the same things as you, I promise you. But I don't dwell on the bullshit. I know that the more action I take, the more confident I'm going to get. The more podcasts I do, the better I'm going to get. The more I can grow as a person, the more I can learn and expand my knowledge. In fact, my knowledge is expanding because I'm hungry to be able to bring educational shit here to teach you guys how to create the life by design. And I'll try everything. I'm open to fucking trying anything, whatever it takes. I share with you the things that work for me. And that doesn't mean it's going to work for you, but I want to inspire you to find your own fucking way, to create your own path. Maybe we are a fucking video game. So, are you a sim or are you a main character? Like, who the fuck do you want to be? I don't think I have sims listening to the show. There's no fucking way. I've got main character bitches. Like, that's a fucking powerful decision to fucking take the reins on your life. There is nothing, nothing you should sacrifice right now to get what you want. Nothing worth holding on to. Like, release the shit that's weighing you down and move forward. Just fucking let go. You can't have, a life of abundance when you're hanging on to all the old shit. There's no room. There's no room. You got to let the old shit go. So, I love you, bitch. I don't want your life to be a train wreck. I want you to create your life. It is worth the work. Part of what I'm offering with this coaching, I have two spots open. I haven't posted it on Facebook. So, I mean, I haven't even had a conversation with anyone about it. I literally have not been online. Today, Wednesday, is going to be my social media day where I am going to go ahead and set up the package. But this is going to be super affordable. So, if you feel like your life is a train wreck, everything's going wrong, and you're not sure how to live your life by design, then you need to hire me as your coach. That's it. Let's start working together. Let's end this quarter of the year. Let's end this year with all the plans to make fucking 2023 incredible for you. This isn't about deciding on January you're going to change some habits. Let's get into it now, bitch. What is stopping you? Nothing. So let's go. I'm super excited to start this space. I can help you, and there's no reason why we should not be working together. That's it. That's it. So, I'm going to get on social media. Now that you're listening to this podcast, you'll probably have seen the post that I've made about the options available. It's not going to be on my website. That thing is pretty outdated right now. because some of my prices have gone up in other ways of coaching. But this is going to be something that is so stupid affordable that there is no reason why you should not be working with me. So let's talk about that, bitch. Let's talk about that. Let's learn to create a life by design. Let's find you joy and peace in your life. Let's help you stop being so fucking reactive. Let's help you stop being at the mercy of everybody in your life trying to be a fucking people pleaser. Like, we're gonna let some shit go. We're gonna let some shit go. It is time. It is time to create a life by design. So I love you, bitches. If you want to catch up on what this episode is really, if you want to go in depth on this episode, then make sure you read or listen on Audible to Once Upon a Time Bitches, then Fuck Luck Bitches. These are all steps that you can go through to really create your dream life and to really create your own luck. So you have no excuse now. No excuse. But I love you, bitch. Fucking happy hump day. I'll see you tomorrow.